Humanity Chats, a conversation about everyday issues that impact humans. Join us. Together, we can go far.
Today, we talk about the importance of self-love with Juliet Mills Lotrot. Juliet Mills Lotrot is a mother, wife, philanthropist, and director of the House of Jews, comprising of Jews Collection, JG by Jews, Jews Hair Collection, Jews Magnetic Lashes, and Ujana by Jews. Oh my goodness, she sounds like an amazing Black girl magic. Well, I can't wait for you all to hear about self-love with Jews. Hold on tight. This is Humanity Chats. Hello, Jules. Welcome to Humanity Chat.
Hello, my darling. Thank you so much for having me here. It is such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we've had quite some technical difficulties this morning.
Yes,
but
it's been challenging, but we are going to break through and we're going to have an amazing, amazing chat.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, viewers, listeners, I am your hostess with the mostest, yours truly, Margie Marge. Welcome to all our guests from around the world, over 60 countries and growing. We are so grateful to you. Jules, before we get into that conversation of self-love, I would like to hear a fun fact about you.
A fun fact about me. I don't look before I jump. I leap, actually, you know? And that decision and that attitude is because my faith is unshaken, you know? I jump and the nets appear always. It catches
me. Oh, wow. That's a new way of hearing it. Jumping, taking that leap. That's like taking that leap of faith.
Bingo. So fear keeps a lot of us from doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And for the past 14 years, there's no such thing in my vocabulary. Fear doesn't exist. And I just jump. I make decisions. I go for it. I don't do anything with fear. Before I step out, I said, I know you got me. And he shows up all the time.
Amen. God is good. God is good.
Always, now, my darling.
Now, today we're talking about self-love. Please tell us more.
So today you're seeing me with no makeup on, no earrings on, and it is intentional. I did it because I am having a morning of self-love, and I'm having a morning of not requiring myself to do anything beyond who I am in the morning when I wake up. And so as I process this morning and what we're going to be talking about, I said, okay, so what is the visual thing that they can see of me that is very me? And that is no makeup on, no earring on. And I'm wearing a pink Far Africa shirt, which I'm usually in the morning because it motivates me in the morning. And I wanted to reveal that to your viewers and your listeners that, yes, as women, self-love begins when you are yourself, when you are at the most of yourself. So yes, that is why self-love. And this morning, I think it's a beautiful subject. As women, we wear different hats, and you know that. We are ourselves. We are a mother. Before we are a mother, we are a sister. We are an aunt. We are a friend. We are a mother, we are a wife, we are all these different hats. And sometimes as women, we get lost in these different hats that we wear. And we give off ourselves so much that we neglect ourselves. So my journey tying into breast cancer began because I was neglecting myself. So I've been a hairstylist for 30 years. I retired this year. And as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I retired. And I wanted to share this because I'm going through a self-love journey in the last few years leading to my retirement. And I'm still at the peak of my career. I'm still a dynamic hairstylist. I'm a hair care specialist. People know me for that. But what I realized was I am 54 years old. I cannot keep standing behind the chair beating my body the way I'm doing. And regardless of how much money I make standing behind the chair, I come first. So I need to make a decision to be healthy so that I can impact more. But first, I have to start with myself. A little bit of pulling back and loving myself. So the timing for that was really great. And it's a message that I cannot tell women enough. Self-love begins with knowing to say, learning to say no. Sometimes you and I know this. We have to say no. In the best of our interest, we have to say no, not today. And it's okay. You know, we don't take time enough for us, my dear. A good massage. When was the last time you had a massage, darling?
It's been a minute. Thanks for putting me on the spot. But it's been a minute since I had a professional massage. Yes.
And as women, we need to do that. So I go for a massage for the last 14 years, once a month. And I do so because, again, self-love. I realize the more you give, the more people want to take. And not people as in general, but your immediate family, your husband and your children. The more you give, the more they want to take. And they take it not because they're selfish. They take it because you give it. You make it so easy. You make it look so easy. So they take it. And before you know, you've neglected yourself. So the message truly is, let's begin to direct a little bit of light to us and strengthen the women that we are inside and outside so that we can be better moms, we can be better us, we can be better friends, better sisters, and just live a bit of a healthy and exciting life for us. I meet women who I ask sometimes, when was the last time you remembered as a child what you wanted to be when you grow up? That space of, I want to be a pilot, that carefree space. Fortunately for me, I've lived every dream I've wanted to. And in the last 14 years, I've lived it even harder. And I keep going back to 14 because I've been 14 years in remission as a breast cancer survivor. So that for me was the best thing that happened to me, breast cancer. Oh my God, it opened me up and made me want to do self a little bit more, you know? So it's something I definitely urge women, building yourself spiritually, taking that 15 minutes in the morning and creating a meditation time for yourself, doing a yoga at home, stretching that body you beat so hard, you know, getting on a bicycle at home and just, even if it's leisurely, put it in front of the TV, watch your favorite show while you're doing it. You know, and just give your selfish, anything that makes you selfish, I think it's good. And selfish is not a bad word. No, it's not. It's a good word.
Well, what a testimony. And you just shared also that you've been in remission for 14 years with breast cancer. Can you go a little bit into your story? And what advice do you have for the women and men who are listening on how to use that self-love to take care of their health?
So self-love is like a tree, right? And there are so many branches of this tree. So one of them being self-care. Now, 14 years ago, I turned 40. I'm 54. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was at the peak of my career as a hairstylist. And when I say the peak, I was on Fashion Week. I was on NBC, BET, MTV, ABC. I was doing name it, I was running, I was teaching, I was all over the place, and I got hit with breast cancer. Now, during the space of loving on everybody and feeding into everybody and not taking care of yourself, different things will crop up. And what cropped up for me was the breast cancer. As I went through that journey, I learned a lot of things about myself and often asked myself, how did God pull me out of this? And so many people didn't make it. What makes me different? Nothing makes me different. I'm no different from any other woman. What I walked away with was, every day I wake up, I'm going to make it about taking better care of myself and also pouring into others. So that journey propelled me to not only take better care of myself, but make sure that I stay on top. You are your first advocate, no matter what you go through in terms of your health. You have to remember, a doctor sees an average of maybe 10 to 15 patients a day. You are not special. If you don't make yourself special when you go to see that doctor, you are just another number coming through, and certain things they will overlook. So it's very important for you to be your own advocate when it comes to anything at all that you do with your health, because your health is how you stay alive. And if you want to be alive, there's no question about it. So making sure that everything you are going through, you pay attention to, you read up on, you know what the symptoms are, and self-examination. October is coming up. We're a day away from October. The whole month of October is about breast cancer awareness, breast cancer education. Please, for the men and women, 10% of the men population are diagnosed with breast cancer. So this is not a disease that affects only women. It affects more women, but men also go through it. I urge you to please go out there, get your screening done, learn how to self-examine, go online, go to pinkforafrica.org. We have the self-examination chat there. Please check your breasts once a month, 1 week after your period, if you're a woman, and if you're going through a period cycle. And if you're not, you can check it every month, whatever time it is, and make it a habit of checking that. Because what happens is, I caught mine early. Mine was before stage one. I opted to doing a mastectomy because I needed to. The type of cancer I had was aggressive, and the chances of it coming back was higher. So I opted to making sure that I went in for a full mastectomy. But what is interesting is, majority of us who do not see the need to, I'm okay. There's no symptoms in the beginning of breast cancer. So it may look like you are okay. It may look like everything is fine, but it's brewing. It's like a snake, right? A snake that comes slowly to get you. It's moving. You don't see it. You don't hear it. But it's coming closer and closer. You don't want the snake to bite you before you wake up. You want to catch it, be able to stop it dead tracks, and then it does not get to you. So that's what breast cancer is. It's a silent, sneaky, that shows no symptoms. So you checking your breast, God forbid you feel a lump, you feel anything, it doesn't mean you have breast cancer. It just means that, have a doctor check it. Let the doctor make the decision through a series of tests, and then you will be okay. You will see at the end of it. And if you are, remember, there are so many soldiers who are alive and here to hold your hand through it, and I'm one of them. So please do not be afraid of self. A lot of us choose not to. I don't want to know, because if I don't know, it's not there. I've lost too many women, too many women. This April, I took a vacation. Every year for my birthday, I do a selfish vacation. So I took a vacation to Colombia with three other girlfriends of mine. By May of this year, one of them had died of breast cancer. She was 51 years old. Michelle was the funniest, most amazing woman. And we lost her. Now, she skipped a mammography. She skipped 1 year during COVID, and her cancer came back. And by the time she realized, it was too late. So I urge everybody, standing on Michelle's back, standing on so many other women's backs, to say that self-examination is key. Early detection is key. I beg you, just so I can take that jump with you, that leap with you, please take care of yourself and love on yourself like you've never done before.
Oh my goodness, Jules. Thanks for touching hearts. Viewers, listeners, I don't even know how to paraphrase this. You heard Jules. Please take care of yourselves. Love yourself first. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't love yourself, then you're not going to be here for anybody to even love you. I really appreciate you coming on the show. But you know what? Before I let you go, I know that you are Black Girl Magic. You have all these products out there, these beautiful purses. You have the foundation, Pink for Africa. Please tell us a little bit about what you do so that our viewers and listeners can come show you some love.
So I am a mother of three beautiful sons. My three boys are amazing. I have two grandsons. I am a wife and I am a woman who loves herself to the core of her. In doing so, I'm also a businesswoman. I ran a 30-year hairstylist, 18 years hair salons. There was two hair salons that I finally closed and moving on. During my chemo, my husband brought me a magazine, and that prompted me looking through the magazine. I saw some beautiful handbags, but the prices were blown away. So I decided to Google leather and just do a research. And quickly, before I knew, I was surrounded with leather, going through different designs, what I'm going to do and all of that. I started a collection called Jules Collection. It's 10 years now since we launched it, and it donates 20% of its profits to Pink for Africa. So the goal is for all the work that you, all the donations that come into Pink for Africa goes directly to the patients and to the people who need it. And the different products I have all pour into Pink for Africa by via of moving. So the self-education cards you see, the t-shirts, the me going to Ghana, hiring my staff to follow me to do all the work. All my brands do that. So I own a total of about 5 or 6 brands. Since I was diagnosed, I've decided to go into this leap I'm talking about. And I started with Jules Collections. I went then into JG by Jules, which is Julia George. My husband and I have a brand for men. So JG by Jules is the men's line. All the handbags are Italian leather bags made beautifully at an affordable rate. The idea was to make it so that Black women or women across the board can carry an affordable bag. Most of the bags I saw in the magazine were $2,000, $3,000. I was asking myself, who is wearing these bags? And why are they not buying homes and buying bags? So my goal was to create an affordable line, a quality, affordable line. During COVID, I was home, I was bored, and I decided I couldn't do my lashes. So I decided to design a magnetic lash line. And we have the Jules Lashes, which is a Jules magnetic lash. Then as time went on, I decided since I'm about to retire from doing hair, I've had 30 years in the industry of using so many different beautiful products. I would love to see sitting with a chemist what I can create. So I created Ujana by Jules. So basically 30 years of my career as a hairstylist is in the bottle. It is a detangler for all textures of hair, from the straightest of hair to the curliest of coil, and is designed to really bring beautiful, beautiful, healthy nutrition to the hair, making your hair grow, making it look great. This is me after cancer. So, you know, I take care of my hair. So again, Ujana has been the product I've used in the last 8 months as we've been in and launched it. So Ujana is out on the market. There are a few surprises coming up. I have a shoe line coming up. And all of my products, you will see a tag on it that also tells you a portion goes to Pink for Africa. And that I am totally committed to. because I am standing and I'm here because of the man upstairs. I need to pour into his children. And that is what I do. So we have Jules Collections, JG by Jules, Jules Lashes, Ujana by Jules, and Jules Hair Collection.
This is just amazing. Do you have a website where we can find all this information bottled up?
We are finalizing the website. It's called House of Jewels. So you'll be going to www.houseofjewels.com to see all of the brands under one umbrella very, very soon.
Viewers, listeners, you heard. Stay on the lookout for houseofjewels.com to go and support this amazing woman. We are so grateful to you for the advice. Jules, I can't thank you enough. We really appreciate you being here with us. Viewers, listeners, if you enjoyed what Jules said, hey, put it out there on any of the major podcast platforms. Send her a message of love. And if you have any questions or any suggestions for the chats, go to MargieMarch.com. I'm also on social media at This Margie March. Very easy to find. We appreciate everybody for joining us. Remember, as Jew said, it's important for us to love ourselves. So get your tatas checked, women. And men, be supportive. Yes. Yes. Thank you all so much for joining us today as we kick off the month of October. We are so appreciative of you, and we hope to see you next week on Humanity Chats. Take care.
Thank you for listening. Share with a friend. We are humans from all around the world, one kind only, and that is humankind. Your friend, Margie Marge.